Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin, and we'll start with news that reports claim that owner Mike Ashley is in ongoing talks with two other potential buyers amid claims that a Saudi consortium is close to a deal. Well, the Sports Direct magnate's representatives are understood to be continuing takeover negotiations with both parties, despite the emergence over the weekend of details of a £340 million proposal funded in large by the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. A report in the Wall Street Journal suggested the Saudi group, spearheaded by Amanda Staveley and backed by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, had been in discussion with Ashley for around 4 months. Fresh details have emerged since, outlining the structure of the bid, which has reportedly angered Ashley, as he wanted details to be kept behind closed doors. He now appears to be challenging the Saudis to make a decisive move in the wake of failed attempts by Staveley's PCP Capital Partners, former Manchester United and Chelsea chief executive Peter Kenyon, and the Bin Zayed group to take the club off his hands. Meanwhile, Valentino Lazaro's comments that he hopes his loan move may be the start of a long story at Newcastle don't really tie in with what his agent was telling the Italian press earlier this week. The 23-year-old's representative, Max Hagmeier, stated yesterday that the Austrian's first choice is to return to Inter Milan and fight for his place at the San Siro when his loan deal expires at the end of the current season. His agent's comments suggested he's only at St James's Park to regain some form and show Inter what they're missing, but the player himself has hinted at a longer-term stay on Tyneside. He told the club's official website, "Of course, it's something special. Let's hope it's going to be a great start to maybe a great and long story. The number one reason is, of course, playing time. That's what it's all about. I want to play more again and show my abilities." Well, it remains to be seen what happens, but there will be a huge noise from Magpies fans for a permanent deal if he does turn out to be a success at St James's Park.